I'm Dr. Chris Sargent, and this is my very first podcast, and so an introduction is in order, and I will be introducing myself, who I am, and what I'm about, and how I approach your health, and then a little bit more about my paradigm of functional medicine, which is my specialty, and my sweet spot, and my passion. And then a little bit more about how I can really help you, because that's what I'm here for. That's what this whole podcast deal is about helping you be the best that you can be. So about me, I am Dr. Chris Sargent, like I said, also known as the Gutsy Gal, which you will understand as you listen to more and more of my podcasts that I am gutsy in a lot of different ways. And I, as far as my background, I have degrees in psychology and biology, human biology. I have a doctor of chiropractic, and I have a postdoctoral degree called a master's of advanced clinical practice. Sounds really cool, doesn't it? It actually really is. I have 22 years of clinical experience in my own clinic in the western suburbs of Chicago in Wheaton. And frankly, that's probably given me much more education than any of my degrees, much to the chagrin of schooling and tuition. But that's where the learning and everything, that's where the rubber hits the road, right? So clinical experience at Restore Healing Center, like I said, that's my clinic. And so that's a little bit about who I am as a doctor. I am also a mom of two elementary school age kids. So I have all of that running in the background as well, much like some of the moms I'm probably talking to right now. So how did I get here? I decided when I was 19, well, my mom kind of pushed me to go to chiropractic school, not in a bad way, but she said, you know what, why don't you go see my chiropractor? You're having some shoulder pain, you're having this, you're having a difficulty losing weight. And, you know, some things just don't feel good. And I'd never really had a great relationship with my medical doctor. In fact, the experience that I had had up to that point with my medical doctor was that he told me that I would basically be 300 pounds by the time I was 19 years old. And he said that to me when I was 9. And I just felt like that was just so not okay. And I did not want to be that kind of doctor if I was going to be a doctor. So my mom said, well, go see a chiropractor and let him check you out and see the difference there. So I, you know, as a 19-year-old, I rolled my eyes and said, okay, mom. And there I went. And that's exactly the coolest thing happened to me that day, because that doctor showed me that there was, I had some blood sugar issues and I had some nutritional deficiencies and my diet wasn't the way it needed to be. And my exercise was sort of one-sided. I had danced most of my life. And so I had some dysfunction related to that in my body. And so the chiropractor really took me through all of those pieces and parts. And I thought, wow, this is a really cool way to approach healthcare, much better than, you know, hey, you know, go lose some weight and, you know, quit eating so much. And so it just opened my eyes to a different way of healing. So as I went through school and decided to be a chiropractor, you know, my mom had a pretty big influence over that. She also had seen chiropractors in her younger days for some interesting things too. She initially went to see her chiropractor for depression. And she will tell you today that that's what has kept her healthy, is her chiropractic adjustments and all of the things that she learned from her chiropractor in terms of nutrition and how to eat and the appropriate lifestyle to live. So that's how I ended up as the base of my education being chiropractic, is I wanted to bring good structural integrity to people and nervous system health, along with clinical nutrition piece, which is the foundation for health, really. And I think as we get to know each other a little bit better, you'll see how food and eating and how we fuel our body and how we sleep and how we rest and play and move and think, our thoughts, really impact our health either positively or negatively. So that's a little bit about me and how I got here. And, you know, I really want to put some sanity around health. And what is health? I mean, what's your definition of health? My definition of health is not just, well, I feel okay, so I must be okay. How about I get up in the morning with energy, and not necessarily because I'm a morning person and so I'm just this bright, shiny girl in the morning, but because I feel good and my head is clear and I don't have lots of aches and pains that prevent me from getting out of bed every morning. I'm here to help weed out confusing information. There's a lot of contradictory eat this, don't eat this, you know, drink coffee, don't drink coffee, eat carbohydrates, don't eat carbohydrates, eat protein, eat soy, eat this, don't eat that, don't eat that. So to try to put some sanity and a little bit of moderation around some of that. And there are times when moderation is not appropriate too. So we need to talk about that. I'd like to help you get your energy back. One of the most common complaints in my office is I am so tired and I don't feel rested when I get up in the morning. So I'd like to put that into context and create some solutions around that. There, you don't have to feel like that. And how about periods and menopause and perimenopause and all the hormonal stuff that us women go through? Do we have to feel horrible 3 weeks out of the month and then the other week we're bleeding? So what kind of life is that? It's not a life, and it doesn't have to be like that. I'm telling you, periods and menopause should just be sort of a blip on the radar and in and out and gone. So it should basically be a non-event, and it doesn't have to disrupt most of your life. So some hormonal sanity. How about some digestive sanity? Some of my patients have actually come to me that they run their entire life around the bathroom, and that they're afraid to go to work too early because what if they have to go on the way to work and they can't find a bathroom? And you know, it can really disrupt a person's life when your digestive tract isn't exactly tracking with you. So we are going to talk a lot about guts. And that's another part of the gutsy gal, is just being able to talk about guts. So what's functional medicine or functional nutrition? What is that all about? In functional medicine, we are really patient-oriented as opposed to disease-oriented. Yes, I really do care if you have a disease. I want to rule out all of the ugly, potential ugly things, cancer and heart disease, and or at least understand where you're at in the continuum of pathology. And understand too that on a scale of 1 to 10, some of us, 10 being like, I have a disease, a lot of people fall in the 4, 5, 6, 7, in that range where they don't really have a disease, but they know inherently that there is something not right. And their labs pretty much reflect normal, and their medical doctors are telling them everything is okay. But inside, our intuition tells us, you know what? Something's just not right. It doesn't feel right. So in functional medicine, we use all of our labs and advanced diagnostic testing along with a bioimpedance analysis, which allows us to understand actual cellular health, intracellular water and phase angle, some things that we can talk about at another day. We do a nervous system scan. We offer a 10-page functional health report that goes along with your labs that doesn't just say, oh, well, you know, all your stuff is normal and you get a call from the nurse, or you don't even get a call and you just have to assume that everything's normal. We go over all of your diagnostic tests with you. So that's a piece of functional medicine that just looks a little bit different than probably what you're used to. So each person is individual. Our health plans and prescriptions are very individual. I believe that we need to balance the body, the mind, and the spirit, internal and external. I believe that everything is connected. So when you pluck on the string of a violin, it's not just that place where you plucked, but the whole string vibrates. So When we change a little piece of our body in any way, the whole body is going to be affected. I also have a concept that I'd like to introduce called organ reserve. And basically, organ reserve is like, how full is your extra tank? So if your car had an extra gas tank, do you run your first gas tank down and then run your second gas tank out before you go and fill everything up? Or do you always just fill up that first gas tank when it runs out? Because in our bodies, if we have organ reserve, we always have this extra tank full in case we have a crisis inside our body or we have some sort of trauma or toxin that takes place and that requires us to have that extra energy necessary and stored up. If we're running all the time, like most of us women do, we're stressed and our bodies think that we're basically being chased by some Bengal tiger out in the woods all the time, then that extra tank gets empty, and also known as adrenal fatigue. And when that happens, our bodies start to break down in one of three different ways. And I've sort of already mentioned them, but hormonally, digestively, and immune system, which can also play out as an autoimmune disorder like rheumatoid or lupus. So those things get impacted a lot by our stress level. And organ reserve, when we have that kind of reserve in our systems, we don't get those kind of reactions, big reactions. Our body can handle and flux with whatever comes our way. So I can teach you how to have an organ reserve. I also believe that you are an active participant in your own health. I don't think that in your own health and healthcare, I don't think that health is just something that comes at you, you know, oh, take this pill and you're healthy, or, you know, do this one meditation. And, you know, I don't believe that it comes by fairy dust or the magic wand. I would love to have a magic wand in my office. I'd love to just be able to bling. And guess what? I just healed everyone. But that's unfortunately not exactly the way it works. And I believe that you can be an active participant. As an active participant, you can make choices about your health and create goals instead of being told what to do. So I like to have my patients be active participants in the process. I think that that gets much better results. I also think that there's a difference between the chronic diseases that I see and acute illnesses. And I think that our medical establishment is actually awesome at taking care of some of the acute illnesses. You know, I when I was pregnant with my son, I got pneumonia, and I, you know, I got to tell you, I was a little bit cavalier, and I thought all my natural medicine would work, and it didn't until, and it did, I mean, until I ended up with 103 degree fever. And I called my midwife and I said, you know, I have this horrible fever, and it's 103.5. And she said, what are you doing at home? Get to the hospital. So landing myself in the hospital really gave me a different viewpoint on how great the medical profession is when you are acutely ill. And yeah, I had a couple days of IV antibiotics and I was fine. And I took my probiotics and I knew how to handle what would happen to my gut over the next 2 weeks of taking more antibiotics. So it's understanding how to clean up the mess that gets created when you get into that acute situation and need to do something right now about it. What I don't feel like they do a very good job with is, like I said before, the common complaint that comes into my office is, I feel like crap, or I am so tired I can barely get out of bed in the morning, or, you know, I'm just tired after meals, and I feel like my blood sugar isn't right, or, you know what, they just added a second medication for type 2 diabetes, and I don't want to be on any medication, and my doctor can't really show me how to get off those meds. I have a history of heart disease in my family. What do I eat? I can't lose weight. I've tried and tried, or I've gained 20 pounds since I went into menopause. What do I do about that? Or I have this autoimmune disease and I don't like the way I feel on the drugs, or I'm afraid of the drugs and I don't know how to handle that. So those are the things that a functional medicine doctor can really take a look at and understand. Lifestyle, genetics, your environment, understanding your long-term trauma, toxins, thoughts, those kind of things. You know, if you, I always say, you know, if you get hit by a bus, go to the medical doctor and I'll make sure that you heal really fast, but go get everything put back together before you come and see me. I mean, drugs and surgery are sometimes necessary. There's a place and a time for all of that stuff. So that's a little bit about me and a little bit about functional medicine. So what about you? Because this is really all about you. What's in it for you? If you decide that functional medicine sounds intriguing, or that maybe this is a different way to approach it, or maybe you've just been to like 10 doctors, because I've heard that too. You know, I went to Mayo Clinic and they didn't really find anything either or give me any answers for what I can do. Then this is for you. When I have several patients who, like I said before, like had to run their life around the bathroom, and within just a couple weeks, we got that stuff cleared up and they don't have to do that anymore. So periods and menopause and those kind of things, like when you just feel horrible because your period's coming and you're crabby and your family doesn't like you or your friends don't like you because you're like Dr. Jekyll and Mrs. Hyde, then you don't need to feel like that. And I'm here to help with all of those things. So we have some permanent answers to weight loss even. You know, I have patients who haven't been able to lose weight forever and they come back after the first week and they've dropped 5 or 7 pounds and they're like, wow, and it was easy and I wasn't hungry. And, you know, I know that sort of sounds like a commercial and I don't want it to sound like that, because it's just a different approach to cleaning up your gut and really cleaning up your internal organs so that they can work the best that you can imagine them working. Things that have to function better than you think that they can. Your body can function way better than you think. And that's what functional medicine is about, is creating optimal function inside your body so that you can function optimally for your family. So again, my name is Dr. Chris Sargent. I've had fun doing my first podcast with you. I hope that you will come back for more, because I think I've barely touched the surface of what we do, and hopefully I've left you a little bit inspired or at least relieved or with a little piece of hope that your life can and your health can be different and that you can actually take control of it. So all that to just say, I'm the gutsy gal and I look forward to giving you the guts to get your life going in any direction that you want it to go. I will look forward to talking to you again next week, and I look forward to seeing you in the office. Bye-bye.